I, even if I want it to work out, I get home and Kelly is ready to hand off my baby.
Right.
Because she's been with him all day and I'm excited to see him. So I do want to hang out with him, but it leaves almost zero time for me to be like, all right, can I get 15 minutes in to try to do a quick HIIT workout or something?
Yeah.
And at this stage, it's, I've kind of not pushed my luck because Kelly really wants to hand him off and go have her own peaceful time for like 30 minutes.
Right.
And I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So finding time to do any sort of workout has been hard.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Welcome back to another, I guess it's like an on-location episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast and an interview episode all together.
This kind of feels like the ETT rap show, though.
Oh, geez. So now it's a throwback interview on-location episode. The guy voice you hear on the other side of me right now is are the old ETT rap show co-host,
yeah,
Tyler Knox.
Yeah, that's me.
We are in his humble abode once again. Bringing yeah. back some memories, you know, reliving the glory days of the long run ETT rap show.
Yeah, the long run, yeah. Our studio is gone, though, so we're in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
My son has taken over.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's that's kind of your new news that we're going to talk about on the podcast today. Just want to first, before we get into that, those topics we're going to talk about, I just want to thank you guys for listening each week. Download numbers are continuing to grow. And we really appreciate that. And if you haven't done so already, please give us a rating and review in iTunes. That really helps us out. That helps us reach more people and keep sharing the podcast like you're doing. All right. Now the business is out of the way. We're going to get into a little training recap. You know,
okay.
That's going to lead into our first discussion topic since Tyler is a brand new dad. This week, as you guys may know, I'm doing a lot of training at Tampa Strength, my new facility. Getting new clients, adding new clients each week, which is awesome. Not only does that mean I get to train new people, but I also am in the gym a lot longer, or a lot more, I should say, which means I get more time to lift and train.
So you're bulking.
Trying to.
Getting bulky, huh?
I'm trying to. It's interesting. This is all, it's so connected. I don't want to jump into it right away.
I know.
This is
everything's all, living
everything's
and connected,
connected
man.
Right? So I get a lot more time to do strength training, so I'm trying to add some muscle mass, and I'm tracking, you know, my body fat percentage each week, my weight, and I'm trying to, last week I started and made a goal to try to consciously eat about 500 more calories per day.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
is that a 20% increase? What are you normally at?
I'm usually at between around 2,500.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so about 20%, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So, which is good, you know, and it's not, honestly, when I look at some of my meals, I eat pretty nutrient-dense stuff, so it's not that hard to get to. If you look at, like...
Well, you just have to have a unicorn frappuccino.
Yeah.
And then you're good.
Yeah, and then, yeah, and then I have an insulin spike and crash like nobody's business. But when you'd be surprised if a whole avocado and, like, I'm a big chicken pate guy.
Mm.
I love, or liver pate, I should
nice.
Say.
Nice, yeah. It's good stuff.
If you eat that, I mean, a couple ounces, a whole avocado, a couple ounces of that, you're over 400 calories. So,
yeah, I mean, most people have pate laying around. I get it.
You can get them at Trader Joe's, man.
Dude, I got to start chopping there. My wife and I keep talking about it.
Dude, it's right. I drove past it coming here.
I know. Stop judging me.
You got to go, though, early because
I know.
The crowds
it's
get
not
cray
good.
Cray.
It's...
Yeah. Trust me, yeah, Shannon and I went this past Monday, a rare Monday trip during the morning because we were out of town last weekend, and it was glorious just walking through there. I was just spinning, doing, you know, circles.
Pirouettes.
Yes, exactly. So you guys can check. I know it might be a weird thing, but I do some Instagram stories at the grocery store a lot. So
because
I love grocery shopping.
Okay.
I know it's a weird thing. We've talked about it before on the podcast, but I do love it. So, yeah, I'm doing a lot more lifting, but this week, man, I can really feel just, I don't know if it's because I've had a lot of training clients too, and on top of lifting and doing other stuff, it was just like my body was beat.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. Now I want to transition to your training for the week or training the last couple months since, as we said, you're a brand new dad.
Yeah, I guess so. A little background first is... my wife and I had our son in February, at the end of February. And since then, life has obviously changed a lot. The main thing being no free time and no sleep.
Mm-hmm. So those are not wives' tales or anything like that?
No, it's not a wives' tale. Yeah, it's like you kind of go into it thinking like, oh, no, everyone's just kind of over-exaggerating to kind of scare you.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty true. The lack of sleep is not as bad as I thought it was at first.
Uh-huh.
You're going through the night, you're waking up every two and a half hours, and that's terrible. But for a while, you're like, oh, okay, no, I can handle this. The first week's not that bad, but it's just the grind of constantly losing sleep.
Right. And
it makes you think like, oh, well, Hell Week, you could probably do it. I mean, it would be terrible, but if you had Hell Week for a hell couple months,
yeah,
I don't know if many people would be able to do it. And I don't know, man, the sleep deprivation is getting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, Henry started to sleep almost through the night. Last night, put him to bed at 7:45. Woke up at 6 in the morning. Like that so is a 12 huge. Hours, huh? Yeah, it was amazing.
Did you guys sleep the whole time?
It's funny because you wake up when you're so used to like waking up every.
Yeah, your body's conditioned almost.
He's been at about 2 o'clock in the morning now, so we're waking up and we look at the monitor like, oh my god, is he alive? Like, why is he sleeping still? So it throws you off.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the sleep deprivation wears on you over time. It's not, I mean, it's terrible no matter what, but over time it really wears on you. And you have the lack of motivation to do anything mm-hmm. at that point it's there. I have to work during this. Kel has off for 3 months, but she's going back to work soon. So it's tough not getting sleep, then going to work where I have a pretty physical job. Yeah, I'm on my feet all day.
I used to do that job too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm
we
familiar.
Used to have two of the same jobs.
It's very odd.
yeah, so I'm on my feet all day, maybe sit down for about 10 minutes for lunch, and then, you know, I'm out in the hatchery. So yeah. It's kind of like a greenhouse. It's hot. So not much resting there. And then every once in a while, I'm diving and, you know, lifting heavy bags of clams and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I get home from work, even if I wanted to work out, I get home and Kelly is ready to hand off my baby
right.
because she's been with him all day and I'm excited to see him. So I do want to hang out with him, but it leaves almost zero time for me to be like, all right, can I get 15 minutes in to try to do a quick HIIT workout or something?
Yeah.
And at this stage, I've kind of not pushed my luck because Kelly really wants to hand them off and go have her own peaceful time for like 30 minutes.
Right.
And I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So finding time to do any sort of workout has been hard, but that leads us to one of my topics.
Yeah. And I want to go that direction real quick. But this is well timed because obviously we recently announced on the podcast.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Yes,
that's amazing.
Shannon is pregnant. What? I want to know because I think it is semi-douchey to say we are pregnant.
Being that, well, I mean, technically, yes, you are.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm not going to be leaving her anytime
yeah.
soon. So the baby is going to be mine.
I can see why you think that sounds douchey,
you know, it's
though.
It's like the hint of douchey.
Yeah,
a
it's
bit.
Very pretentious.
Yes.
Like, oh, yes, we.
Yeah.
We are pregnant.
So, cause, and I don't want to even take away because she's obviously doing most of the work.
Oh,
so
95% of
exactly,
it right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just moral support right now, buddy.
Yeah. So Shannon is pregnant. I happen to be her husband also. And the child happens to be mine.
Yeah.
So,
oh my gosh, we are pregnant.
Yeah, there we go. But yeah, so hearing you talk about this and how, you know, how it's going to be a reality for me in, mm-hmm. Come September, you know how important exercise is to me, and
yep.
so does everybody listening. It's
for
like,
sure.
this is real.
Yeah.
It's going to get real. So
now, for you, I could see it being a little easier because obviously it's your job. Like, you're constantly involved in training.
Right.
You have clients, and maybe a client's a little late to coming to Tampa Strength or whatever. You might have time to get a little workout in.
Very true.
So I could see that being a little bit easier for you. And by all means, I'm not saying that I am trying my hardest to work out. There are times when I could stay up a little later or wake up a little bit earlier, which is very hard right now. Waking up any earlier when I'm already having a lack of sleep is tough. Yeah. But we've been going to bed really early too. That's time that I could be staying up and doing like 20 minutes.
Right. You
know? But I know a lot of people don't like working out at night because then they get a little bit amped up. They can't fall asleep.
Yep.
I happen to not be one of them, so that's not my excuse. I actually enjoy a night workout, but yeah, I've just been really tired.
That, I mean, that's the thing. When you're overworked or fatigued, if you start working out on top of that, it's really diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Because you're straining yourself, you're overexerting your muscles, and you're not getting any real benefit from it. Sure, you're still mobile, but I mean, trust me, I know your job, so you're mobile all day.
Yeah.
So you're getting that benefit. You're being the benefit of upright and moving, doing weightlifting, weight-bearing exercises, even though you're not doing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You know, I mean, you are. Your job necessitates that. Necessitate? Is that a word?
Yeah.
All right. We made it a word. It's not. But I can imagine, like I said, just the motive. But once you hit a point, if you're so fatigued and you try to work out on top of it, that's when injuries happen.
For sure. And one of the main injuries that a lot of people can get from the fatigue workout are the back injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually kind of leads into the workouts that I've found to really help.
Okay.
I've found, this is probably back in 2011, 12. There's this program called Foundation Exercises by this guy named Dr. Eric Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
And Foundation, I showed you some videos of it. It's kind of a cross between yoga, isometric holds, and you even mentioned maybe a little bit of like bar.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, we even interviewed my bar instructor for my first bar class, and yeah, it's a lot of isometrics, a lot of getting into poses where you're activating certain muscle groups, and for your case with the foundation, a lot of the core area, and specifically lower back too.
Yeah, that's the main thing, is the lower back, and that's the main reason I got into it.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I had terrible posture. I'm 6'6", so I've had terrible posture my whole life because I think subconsciously I always felt a little bit too tall. I stand out a lot.
So you hunched over.
So I hunched a little bit. Mm-hmm. My mom would always tell me that I had bad posture, but I didn't know what to do about it. So this finally kind of isolated the muscle groups in my back that I hadn't been using, and I didn't even know it. So after, man, if you do 2 weeks consistently with this, your posture changes because you can finally feel those muscle groups firing. Like before, it was just, I would just slouch because I didn't feel anything other than a little bit of back pain. So ironically, what you do is you go through these exercises that really isolate the back muscles, the core, and it hurts, like you're straining during it, but it alleviates your back pain.
Right.
So it's very counterintuitive for just a layman, but it works so well. So what I would recommend for your listeners, it's just a website. We can put in the show notes.
Definitely.
They can take a look if they want.
Yeah, we'll put a video, a YouTube video up on the show notes.
Yeah, so that check out. The YouTube video that I showed Nick is about right around 12 minutes long, and that's a perfect amount of time to just do something. If you're going to work out, but you don't have time to go for a jog, you don't have any weights out at your house or something, or you just don't want to get really sweaty, maybe you just want to kind of work on your core. That 12 minute video on YouTube, I throw it up on my TV and just go along with it, put a little yoga mat down, and 12 minutes later, I'm done my workout. And you know, makes you feel a little bit better about yourself for not doing anything.
And I watched the video, and there's a lot of great moves, a lot of similar moves that I do. I like to like warm up my clients with, like, especially, you know, isometrics. I think people all, it's a whole overarching kind of, I think, not movement's not the right word, but thought that you got to get sweaty when you exercise, and you got to eat less food to lose weight.
Yeah.
So those two type of ideas have just been nailed or drilled into people so much, is that they think that if you do the opposite, you're not going to get your desired result.
Yeah.
But we're finding out more and more now that that's exact opposite what you should be doing, you know.
Yeah.
So there's really great move. That's why yoga is such a great practice. That's why We talked about bar fitness. It's isometrics. How I told my clients about the benefits of just hanging from a pull-up bar.
For the shoulder,
relieving shoulder pain. Oh, yeah. Just hanging from a pull-up bar, and then
that probably elongates the spine too.
Yep, spinal decompression. Relieves you for from
some gravity.
Yep, exactly. And then with the things we've talked about before, from that I learned at Temp Strength, the stick mobility. It's just these pliable sticks, and you're just using it as a little bit of resistance and doing different positions with it. But it's a lot like what I saw in the foundation video of muscle activation. Activating those muscles, not just through movement, but through specific stances and postures.
For people that have not tried an intense isometric workout, they probably look at it and say, that is doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Until you actually get into it and start doing it and realize how hard it is, just to isolate a small muscle and work that the whole time, you're quivering by the end of the workout. And it's painful. But no, I definitely recommend it. We saw the book, the foundation book, which is where I began. Excuse me, sorry. Where I began, it's Barnes & Noble's. It was like $6.
Bucks. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? When I got it, it was like $25. Yeah. So it might be a steal now. Might be tough to find, though. You might have to order online.
Amazon has everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, that's super good. And as I'm getting older, I actually just wrote a post today, but not today, excuse me, recently, because this is going to come out, a few weeks from now.
Yeah.
But I just wrote a post that was like, I'm finally starting to feel like I'm in my mid 30s almost.
Getting tough. The recovery is tougher. Yeah,
like we were just talking about earlier, how, I really hit it hard at the gym and I was really had a lot of clients. So we had a busy week and it really took a toll on me, And it's like, man, 5 years ago, I could do it nonstop. It wasn't a problem. But, it's starting to take a toll. And that's why it's going to be interesting to see how being a dad.
Baby's going to affect it.
Exactly.
You might have to just do some baby squats. Hold the baby.
Yeah.
Just squat. I mean, the baby will love it. Any little movement, you can make faces at the baby while you're doing the squats. So. Yeah,
I wonder I'm interesting because Shannon's favorite exercise is the spin bike. So okay. It's like, can we get some sort of baby Bjorn? Hang the baby on
but
it might be a lot of movement.
From my experience, it gets very hot.
Yeah. So the baby Bjorn?
Oh, yeah. It's like having a heater on you.
Okay.
So that's if you're trying to lose water weight, there you go.
Yeah. You're going to sweat it out.
And also the baby, or at least my baby, kind of gets annoyed over time of being in that
being
thing
strapped to
your
chest,
just moving around flailing its limbs.
So we talked about your exercise. So the foundation is one of those things, like you said, 12 minutes, that's great. I start my morning every day, and like I said, I don't have to worry about a child as of right now, but I start my morning with the same 10 to 15 minutes stretching and body weight exercises.
That's
probably
the best way to start a day.
Yeah.
Limber up a little bit.
Exactly. I have a series. I hit the ground. I do 101-inch push-ups, which is nothing impressive. It sounds like a lot, but 1-inch push-ups, I'm on my knuckles. You're just pulsing up and down, essentially. Yeah, exactly. So, and then I go through a whole stretching routine, and then I'll usually do some probably lunges or squats, probably about 30, between 20 and 30 of those, and then I go through a pull-up sequence on my pull-up bar with hangs. So I'll do pull-ups, hangs, chin-ups, hangs, and then like a straight grip pull-up or something.
Nice.
But that 10 to 15 minutes gets me going. Like it turns me on. It activates me, essentially.
And then do you coffee after that?
Yeah.
Oh. So you're looking forward to it, aren't
literally
you?
I roll out of bed and on the ground doing push-ups.
And you don't wake up Shannon?
I go in the other room.
Oh, okay. So you roll out of bed, onto the ground, army crawl the other room, and then,
it. Yep.
I'm glad I have the visual.
Shoulder roll into the room.
That's what time are you doing this approximately? You're like a 5 o'clock in the morning
this
kind
week,
of guy?
This week, since I had a couple 6 a.m. clients, I was up at 4.
Ooh.
Yep. So I always get up at least an hour and a half before I leave the house.
Yeah.
So I can do my exercise routine, so I can get my coffee in. And I usually do a little, I've been doing pretty good on the Headspace app as of lately. I don't know. Are you familiar with the Headspace app?
Yes, I am.
I've been doing good with that, been pretty consistent with that in the morning. It's a meditation app for anybody who's not familiar with it. 10 to 15 minutes every day. So I've been good with that. And
so
then,
is that a free app or do you have to buy?
I actually bought a subscription. Okay. So you can get a 10-day free trial.
Okay.
But after that, I was like, you know, I really want, I hear a lot of successful people talk about the benefits of meditation.
I hear it every day in any sort of podcast I listen to. It comes up on almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to do it at some point.
Yeah. And it's like, if that many people are saying or like kind of singing its praises, I was like, I got to just go for it. And I mean, it was honestly, it was like $5 a month, maybe for a year.
Nice.
So I was like, I got to go for it. Yeah. You know? So
especially if you use it.
Yeah. And you can try the Headspace app for free for 10 days, I believe. Is it 10? Yeah. It's like 10 free days or something like that. But I liked it. So
nice. And if you're a Sam Harris fan, he's coming out with his own meditation app called like Waking Up or something like that.
Really? Yeah. Cause that's the name of his podcast. That was the first. You told me about that when we were setting this up, arranging things for this podcast. And I listened to his podcast for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you referred me to about the nutrition one.
Exactly. Warning to just the sensitive listener. He's like a pretty outspoken atheist. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, yeah, for any of devout religious people out there. Yeah. But
he has some good conversations with some really smart people.
Yeah.
Like that nutritionist.
Exactly.
So that's why I shared it with you.
And that's good because it's so tough, you know. There's so many good podcasts out there, and I know I'm missing lots.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm missing some really good ones, but I feel like, because I like to have a balance with my podcast.
Yeah.
I like serious stuff, but I also like funny stuff too.
Of course.
That's why I like Rogan.
Yeah.
Because it always fluctuates.
He has
fluctuates.
A mix. Yeah.
Yes. It always fluctuates. He's interviewed that nutritionist we talked about, Gary Tobbs. Then he'll go to Joey Coco Diaz, his best friend. Then he'll go to Cam Haines, the professional hunter.
Yeah.
And then he'll interview some, the new,
like Randall Carlson, geologist.
Yes. Or, you know, he needs to get Neil deGrasse Tyson back on.
Yeah.
I think,
so. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been
a while. It has. But either way, that's why I said I know we're getting off topic here, but I think the Sam Harris podcast, because like you said, he's very knowledgeable. And that's the most thing I am obsessed with is find somebody that knows what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I aspire to be with this podcast. You know, if I don't know what I'm talking about, I want to relay you to or, you know, connect you with somebody that does know what they're talking about.
I mean, you're not going to know everything. I mean, that's life.
I'm obsessed with learning, so that's kind of what my vocation in life is, to be the constant student, which is good. But
real quick, sorry, when we were talking about Rogan guests, we got to say that Dr. Rhonda Patrick is one of like the craziest.
Oh yeah,
and you've talked about her on this podcast, so just wanted to say that one more time because people should listen to her.
She is probably my number one get. If I could ever interview her, I need to just reach. I think I'm almost too scared to reach out.
If any of the listeners of this podcast know Dr. Rhonda Patrick, then send her info to us.
She liked one of my Instagram photos one time, and it was one of the best days of my life.
Yeah, it probably felt great.
I was like, yes, it's awesome. I tweeted her stuff too, and yet to get a response, but we'll get there. The Sam Harris one with Gary Tobbs. Mm-hmm. I believe we mentioned Gary Tobbs on podcast before. He's authored a bunch of books specifically about nutrition. He's mostly an investigated journalist.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's not a scientist, but he, I think he studied physics. I can't remember what
school. I would say if you studied physics, you're probably a scientist of some sort.
So, yeah, but I don't know where his degree ended up. But he's a high-level researcher, mm-hmm. I will say that, because he has done an enormous amount of research on nutrition. And you'll hear, if you hear the Sam Harris podcast with Gary Tobbs, you'll find out. But he wrote a couple books, really great books, Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It.
Case Against Sugar.
Case Against Sugar, yes, thank you. Yeah. And then there was another one's really long. Either way, we'll put all the information in the show notes. But him and, you know, Sam Harris have a great conversation about stuff we've talked about in the podcast, about how the misconception of, you know, the law of thermodynamics, that if we take in the less calories we take in,
reset.
If you take in more calories than you burn, you're going to gain weight. and then vice versa.
Yeah.
If you take in less calories than you burn, you're going to lose weight.
Yeah, and he really breaks it down.
Right.
For so, sure.
And instead of being, there's three pillars, and I wish I could remember it. And I was listening to on the way over here, and the number one pillar is basically the calorie in, calorie out thing. It's, you know, these are the misconceptions. The three pillars are like the misconceptions of what we have about diet.
Yeah, I think he gives an example of like eating 2,500 calories of steak.
Yep, only, exactly.
And then 2,500 calories of grains and a little bit of steak and some veggies.
Right.
And you won't gain the same amount of weight
exactly
if you have those two different diets. So it's not calories in, calories out.
It's the type of calories.
Exactly.
Yep. So, excuse me. And the second one is about dietary fat. Dietary fat causes heart disease, essentially. That's what we've been told for the last 30 to 40 years.
Yep.
But the research has shown that that it's the exact opposite, that a lot of refined carbs and sugar cause a lot of heart disease, especially in two also. And so I don't want to say the research I've heard is that I don't want to make sure that saturated fat is not itself, you know, not to blame. I've heard a lot of stuff about the combination of saturated fat
with sugar
is really, you know, that's also been really linked to heart disease. So, but the fact that dietary fat is essentially the devil. And then the third one is, I don't think I got that far yet, but
it's okay.
It's a great listen. So we'll put a link for that on the podcast, but ooh, we got some boom boom,
some thunder. Welcome to Tampa Bay Lightning.
Thunder sticks.
So you know why the Lightning are called the Lightning?
Why?
Because this is like the lightning capital strike of the U.S.
Okay. I thought it was going to be some corny joke. I was really hoping for that.
It's actually a team that is named after something like pertinent to the area.
It makes sense.
Which doesn't happen a lot anymore.
Well, a lot of cities moved. Now we're getting way off topic, let's go for it.
Philadelphia Flyers? What is a Flyer? What is a Philly?
I don't know.
Philly, so yeah, I can say this.
Well, Philadelphia, Philly. I'm assuming a Philly is someone from
Philadelphia. Yeah, I would assume so, but I've never called him. Hey, what's up, my Philly?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. But 76er, that's a good one.
Yeah, but then you have like the Utah Jazz.
They were from New Orleans,
exactly.
Though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah, you're right.
But then, you know, I heard a funny story is that, and I don't know if it's true, I didn't confirm it, that apparently there's a huge Jazz scene in Utah now.
Oh, really? Because of the team?
I don't know.
I hope so.
It could be total BS.
Yeah, that's fun.
That could be, you know, fake news.
It could be. It's just a lot of Mormons, right?
Yeah.
Playing jazz.
Maybe they like their jazz. Who knows?
Yeah. The Lakers, they were from Minnesota, right?
They were from Minnesota, yeah. And then hence the land lakes. Of the Thousand Lakes.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
All right.
Let's get back.
Jesus Christ. JC. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I want to talk about, we talked about your exercise,
mm-hmm.
how it changed as being a new dad.
Yep.
What about nutrition?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. So nutrition has changed. I'm usually really good about what I eat, not a lot of processed carbs. And when I do, it's in moderation. And since having the baby, it's been very beneficial to have a quick snack. And some of those times, I'm not paying a lot of attention to what I'm eating. I'm just like, oh, I'm so tired. He's crying. Let me get something real quick. And like this morning, I had a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
And that's very rare. Normally, I do two eggs and a piece of what's the bread?
Ezekiel.
Thank you. Ezekiel bread. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe some cream cheese or something.
Yeah.
And butter, whatever. Yeah, going from that to just eating a bowl of cereal that holds you over for 2 hours instead of four or five, it's different, especially when you're at an active job. I actually have to be eating correctly or else I'm going to get to work and be starving again.
Right.
So, nutrition's suffered a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, both issues, the exercise and nutrition, it seems just to be a lack of time, you know?
Yeah, and you know, I know you've posted on your Instagram your breakfasts. You usually have huge breakfasts. And that means that you're waking up early enough to do that. And when you have a baby, waking up any earlier than you ever have to gets harder. Mm-hmm. Not saying it's impossible. You just really have to, I guess, push through it. I don't know.
Yeah.
When you're in that state of sleep deprivation, though, your mind is so much stronger than your heart. Like, I don't know. Than your will.
Right. Yes. No, and honestly, it could be, it's could all be like an automatic response.
Yeah.
Your mind is saying, hey, don't get out of bed.
Yeah.
If we get out of bed, we're not going to make it, you know, 2 days from now.
Yeah, you need a little bit more sleep. We're a little bit worn down.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, hey, you know what? If you're sticking up for me, I appreciate it.
No, because it makes total sense. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's irrational. It's not, I know you guys aren't lazy. Obviously, you're raising a child and you're still going to work and you're still, I mean, we're talking about the exercises you do get to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can understand everybody. I can even understand people that aren't even in this situation who result to just eating processed food.
For sure.
It's easy.
For sure.
It's easy. It's cheap and it tastes good.
Might have just a little bit longer of a day at their job. And it's more stressful, and they come home, and the last thing they want to do is cook something.
Yeah.
They just want to get something nice and quick and easy. And why would you not want to do that? It's so much easier. You can just go home and lay on the couch now, because that's all I want to do now is get home and lay on the couch.
Right.
Put my son on my chest, hang out with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's life now. Yeah.
No, it's totally understandable, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to hopefully bucking the trend.
Yeah, no, I thought of an analogy. So when you have to alter exercises for your clients that might be injured.
Yes.
So now think of it, once you have a kid, you're a little bit hampered. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily an injury, right? But you can kind of think of it as
it's a limitation.
You kind of have a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be a limitation, so you just act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like what you said, where it's like, well, if you're in bed and your body's saying, don't get up. But there's times you have to fight through that.
Yes.
But with a prolonged sleep deprivation, I mean, you do need sleep.
Yeah.
You do need sleep to be successful. So.
Yeah, and no exercise program is going to, you're not going to see any benefits from any exercise program if you're overtrained or, you know, lacking sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep is where you build the muscle.
Yeah, you got to rebuild.
That's why you exercise, you overexert the muscles, you eat the proper nutrition, then you sleep, and that's when the muscles build. That's where everything recovers, and that's where you recover so you can do it again the next day. That's how you add muscle.
Yep.
If you're if you think you can just do the process without getting the proper sleep, that's not how it goes. You know, your body needs to, adding that muscle, when you see bodybuilders add muscle, I mean, it's such a process because our bodies aren't designed to do that.
No, not at all.
You know, you have to essentially go beyond the point of human biology to a certain extent, or normal human biology, to force the muscles to grow to that extent.
I mean, your body currently, I'm talking about anyone that's listening, is that it's homeostasis, probably. Unless you're an extreme cutting right now or extreme bulking, and you're bulking, bro.
No. When I say I'm trying to add muscle, it's going to be like, if I can get
5 pounds?
If I can get 5 pounds of muscle,
I'd be super excited.
I'm talking about maybe over 8-12 weeks.
But that's what I'm talking about. You're at homeostasis. Your body is fighting to be right where you are.
Yes.
Especially if you have been at this weight for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why it's hard to lose weight, because your body is going to fight to maintain that weight.
Yep.
It's hard to gain weight, because your body's going to fight to maintain that weight. Because it's easy for your body now. This is like the metabolic time. This is where your body's used to being.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and the funny thing about that, too, is we've talked about it before, is like the starvation diet. And we're going back to the calorie deficient diets, you know. I've heard people talk about, you know, going to 500 calories a day, you know.
Yummy.
Yeah, really, really healthy stuff. There's no way you can sustain that for long periods of time.
Unless you want to die.
Well, the thing is, you're
going to starve yourself.
You're going to starve yourself, yes, but you're also, your caloric expenditure is going to go drop down. It's going to try
metabolism.
To meet that. It's going to try to meet that demand that it's getting. So you talk about being tired.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, you wonder why people are hangry with that hangry thing or like that. I mean, if you're trying to do that, if you're trying to essentially starve yourself to lose weight, your body is going to hold on to everything that you give it. And then you're going to get into a point where you're stagnant and you're lacking energy. And then what you're going to do is that you're going to fall off. You're going to order two pizzas or something crush like that.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be the best night of your life when you're crushing those pizzas.
And that's what, I mean, the definition of a yo-yo diet, Sarah, yeah. When you hear that term, is that people, they hit it harder, like, oh, I'm going to limit my calories to 1,000 calories. I'm going to drink warm water with lemon or some crap like that, and then just going to look at a rice cake and Ooh. Think that's going to be my nutrition for the day. Try to absorb it through, like, you know, Jedi mind tricks, and that's going to be, and then that's how I'm going to lose weight.
Yeah.
It's just a non-sustainable lifestyle or you know, dietary choice.
Yeah, and from listening to your podcast, you guys have said it time and time again, it's not a diet that you need to find, it's a lifestyle change exactly. that you need to do.
Yeah.
So it's not like, there's no quick fix.
No, and that's what people want. I think they want it with exercise, I think they want it with nutrition.
I mean, you can see really good results quickly, 3 months quickly,
yeah.
you know? But, I mean, that, like, oh, the abs in 4 weeks or whatever. Like, you see those pictures? It's just airbrushed, man.
Yeah. Like,
lose a lot of water weight as well.
That's another kind of conversation. And I just kicked the table. You probably
heard
that.
Oh, wow. Oh, well. Wow.
But social media has, I think, done a real disservice to people as trying to basically showing people what the ideal of fitness.
I agree. Absolutely agree. I've seen it time and time again. And I actually think what you should do is show your listeners on your Instagram that you can take a picture that makes you look more jacked than you normally are.
Yeah.
Just cut some water for a while.
Yeah.
Do some crunches, do some curls, yeah. and you'll get veiny.
Going. Yeah. Get a pump going.
Do it. Yeah. It's ridiculous what you see, mm-hmm. especially with women, man. Like, they'll do a certain position.
Yeah.
They'll show the cleavage. They'll show their stomach and their butt in the same picture. And it's just like, that's an unnatural pose, first of all. Right. Like, no one stands like that. And then, how many pictures did it take to get that one? Yeah. How many pictures did she not post?
Yeah.
I don't want to just call out girls, because guys do it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's so many, like, I'm big on Instagram, so there's so many Instagram pages out there that are just... That's all they try to show is, like,
yeah.
muscle bods. And they're professional. A lot of them are professional models,
yeah.
you know? And it's just, I think it's just, people see that and they think that's the idea of fitness. But being fit is so much simpler than that.
Yep.
You know, being able to pick up your child, being able to carry your child, you know, being able to mow the lawn without having to take a break every 5 minutes, you know, stuff
speaking
like that.
Of workouts, man, picking up a kid and holding them for like a long walk is tiring.
There you go.
It's awesome.
That's what we were designed to do.
Yeah.
We're not designed to throw weights around. I mean, it's good. It's definitely good for you. I'm not trying. Jeez, I'm a personal trainer saying no.
Yeah. And you're
bad mouthing training.
You're also bulking, bro.
You love that, don't you? You love saying that.
I love the first time you told me that you're trying to bulk. I was like, oh,
I never said the word bulk, ever.
Really?
Ever. I would never say the word bulk.
All right, BB. Bulking, bro.
Maybe add a little muscle. Maybe I said that. Bulking. I don't think those words ever came out.
Someone check his previous podcasts. And see if he said bulking. Yeah. If he did, send it to him, and he'll play it in the podcast.
I need somebody, yeah. If I am wrong, then, yeah, trust me. Please
I'm not doing the legwork, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you threw the claim out there. Yeah, you're talking about fake news.
I'm fine with being wrong, okay? Someone prove it.
But what I think we want to try to end this on, this episode, is that, you know, being a father obviously is a lot of work.
Oh yeah.
You've been telling us about that today. I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yeah. You're going to be a great dad, man.
And thank you. I appreciate that. One of my buddies told me, he said, cause we were talking about, you know, catching, flights.
Yeah.
And I am notorious for taking the earliest flight possible.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know why. I was like, well, mainly, actually, I do know why.
Is it the cheapest?
Cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
what am I saying?
I'll do it with you.
Of course I know why. we were talking about me and his bachelor's party's coming up. And he's like, oh, there's an earlier flight. It's like $40 cheaper. He's like, I'm sure. And I was like, oh, $40 cheaper. I got it. I was like, I love waking up earlier. And he's like, you're going to be a good dad. And I was like, yep.
Yeah, you are a morning guy. So that's I one. That's, actually, I've turned into a morning guy since the last job that you and I had together. Because we had to get to work by
six
in the morning. So I was waking up at 5.
Yeah.
Which apparently to you is not even that early because you're waking up at 4.
Yeah. I don't know how long, if it's talking about sustainable. I don't know if that's sustainable. My dad's been doing it for the last almost 60 years. So,
whoa.
You know, it's we'll see how much longer it lasts. Yeah. But yeah, it's going to have to last at least a couple more years with a new baby. So. Yeah.
Well, I know we keep getting sidetracked, and we're about to finish, but before we finish, I want to say a couple things. One, I'm so proud of you and Shannon for not only being pregnant, but this podcast has reached a bunch of people, and I knew you could do it. I told you that you should start a podcast back in the day, and you roped me into it with you, and I was fine with it. So I'm really stoked that you and Shannon are doing well. I'm a little sad that Shannon's not here to do this with me, you know, because I wanted to have a poll who's a cooler person, me or Shannon, and that's a joke. Remember back when you were doing some Facebook stuff, like when Shannon was filling in for me when I was back in the ETT?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah? Yeah, you're trying to take over Shannon's spot?
No, definitely not. I appreciate the guest spot. I'm glad that we can talk about some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about being a dad. Talk about some easier, like, time constraint exercises.
Right.
But yeah, man. It's been fun. I appreciate coming on.
Well, I'm glad you came on. I'm glad you came to me and asked me to kind of do this because it was a good way for me to tell you that Jim and I were pregnant.
Yeah.
Kind of how the whole thing, I was wondering, I was like, God, can I hold out until actually the podcast?
Yep.
But, you know, I called you and we talked about it beforehand, which was good. But another important thing I think we showed about we talked about in this episode was that a fitness is kind of, you make your own definition for fitness. As long as you're striving to do things, and obviously you can use people like, you know, myself, who's a personal trainer, or the foundation book and videos that they provided. You can use those ways to also, you know, improve your fitness. But you don't think that everybody else's fitness or what you see everybody else portrayal of fitness is going to be your fitness.
That's for sure.
Every fitness, you know, everybody's fitness is different. I was weird and I had to go to kickboxing. If I didn't go to kickboxing, this never would have happened. None of this would have happened. You know? It would have been, you know, I would have probably been obese and everything would have been changed. I mean, would have been different. You know, so I had to go that route where I got punched and kicked in the face. You know?
And that's weird because I would never want that for
exactly.
myself.
That's what I'm saying. And not very few people do. So I'm glad that, I mean, I'm glad that we're trying to get a point across that everybody's fitness is different.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to keep extending the podcast, but it comes down to body types as well.
Right.
It's like, I look at some people, like bodybuilders, and I'm the 6'6 guy, and all these guys are like 5'6.
Hey, you know? I interviewed the world's tallest
bodybuilder.
That's
true. He was 6'7, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's absurd. That guy's huge.
Yeah, the guy is massive. All right, so like I said, we could go on all night.
We could.
We're going to end this podcast. I really want to thank Tyler for, you know, suggesting this and doing this. It was aptly timed, and I want to thank and congratulate you and Kelly on raising a human being.
Yeah, thanks.
Which God is probably is one of the great. It's got to be the greatest accomplishment.
It feels good.
Yeah,
it's scary, but it feels good.
Yeah, I know. That's what I have to look forward to in a couple months. But I'm going to be coming to you for more information about more tips and help.
I'll try my best.
You already told me about some sort of swaddling.
Oh yeah, you got to get a good swaddle in there, man.
All right, I have much to learn. You can teach me. Yes. Teach me the ways.
Wax on, wax off, young son.
All right, guys, you got anything else for him today?
I'm good, but thanks for listening.
All right, this has been another episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ET Tampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Hey, dude, you do whatever you want. It's your podcast.
All right, good. Good. I don't know why I was asking your permission.
Yeah.
I do what I want. All right, you ready?